12 years after a major earthquake and tsunami caused a meltdown at Japan's Fukushima nuclear reactor, contamination remains a threat. The melted nuclear rods remain in the reactors and still need to be cooled by water, causing further contamination. Now, the Japanese government is preparing to release wastewater, which it says has been treated to remove most of the radioactive material, except for tritium. Environmental groups, Japan's Asian neighbors and fishermen oppose the release of the 1.3 million tons of contaminated water, so does activist Nancy Delaney.
And they want to release it out into the Pacific Ocean, which means it will first of all affect all the plants, all the algae and the other seafoods that people in around Japan use, but also they export food, so it'll be going other places as well.
Fukushima Daiichi has struggled to handle contaminated water since the 2011 nuclear meltdown. The government and the plant's owner, TEPCO, say the water tanks must make way for facilities to decommission the plant, such as storage space for melted fuel debris and other highly contaminated waste. The government also says it wants to release the water in a controlled, treated way to avoid the risk that contaminated water would leak in case of another major quake or tsunami. Activists are urging the US and Japanese people to stand against opening more nuclear plants, dumping radioactive water into the Pacific, and for all US bases out of Japan. For KPFA in San Francisco, I'm Jill Martel.